Are you busy and tired? This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and we have just entered into the second week. It is day 8 in 33 days to Eucharistic glory. And this entire week, we are going to be walking with our brothers and sisters. And our brothers and sisters, the saints who are now seeing God face to face, I'm just going to tell you, they want nothing else than for you to make this consecration the center of your life. Because right now, as they see God face to face, as they are before his Eucharistic glory in heaven, they realize that that's all that matters. And what they are currently experiencing in the beatific vision, in heaven, they want for you here on earth. So this week, we are going to journey with some amazing saints. And I am unbelievably excited about this week. I've always been attracted to heroes. I've always been attracted to virtue. And we are going to walk with some amazing brothers and sisters this week. I also happen to collect relics. So our first saint this week is Saint Mother Teresa. And I have a first-class relic of Mother Teresa here. There are four pieces of her hair right here. So we as Catholics, we love relics. And relics, there's three types of relics. There's first class relics, which are a part of the saint's body, blood, bone, hair. Second class relics are something that they used or touched in their life, like a rosary or a chalice or a crucifix. And then a third class relic is when you take a cloth or a paper and you touch it to a first class relic. I'm going to also be sharing a bunch of my relics with you this week, so stay tuned. Okay, so Mother Teresa, so powerful, so devoted to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I asked at the beginning of this video today, are you busy? Are you tired? This woman was exhausted. This woman poured out her life to feed, to bathe, to clothe, to carry, to show mercy and charity in ways that people who felt neglected, outcast, rejected, she gave them Jesus' love. And the world looked at it as social work. She was given the Nobel Peace Prize. She was hailed by secular individuals as being a hero. And if you asked her why she did it all and what transformed her life, her response was Jesus. Specifically, Jesus in the Eucharist, Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. That's why she would spend 2 or 3 hours a day in Eucharistic adoration. Behind every great saint in the Catholic Church is a person who spent hours with Jesus. They just wasted time with Jesus. It was the most precious hours of their day. Many of you know the story that Mother Teresa, after she had founded the Missionaries of Charity, wanted to institute that they would spend an hour in consecrated prayer, and she received a lot of pushback from the other religious sisters in her community, saying, Mother, we have so much work to do. Mother, how can we take care of the poor and the homeless and the hungry if you're going to make us sit an hour in prayer? And Mother Teresa just insisted. She insisted that they spend time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And their work actually increased. They were more effective. They were more compassionate. They were more loving. The more time that we spend with Jesus, the more we're able to become him. The more time that we spend with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, the more we're able to love like him. The more that we receive him at daily Mass, at Sunday Mass, the more that his flesh and blood enters into our bones, into our hearts, into our minds, into our fingers, into our eyes, and we begin to be his presence in a profound way here on earth. I was listening to a talk. Some of you know Father Payton, Father Patrick Payton. He is the priest who traveled around the world proclaiming that the family that prays together stays together. And there was a beautiful interview of Father Patrick Payton and Mother Teresa, and they were going to pray the rosary together. And Father Patrick Payton asked Mother Teresa, "What is your favorite mystery of the rosary?" And Mother Teresa responded, and she just said, "I love the mystery of the visitation." Because Mary had just received Jesus, and she then went in haste, and she said, "The Blessed Mother is the first missionary of charity." She received Jesus, and then she went in haste to go and help her cousin Elizabeth. You and me, we're called to be missionaries of charity, but we don't have to go to India. We don't have to put on a white sari. We don't have to join her religious community. Every time that we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we are called to become a missionary of charity. We are called to receive Jesus, and then we're called to go out and to serve and to be like Jesus. Mother Teresa has always been an inspiration to everyone. You and me, on this consecration journey that we're on, this pilgrimage that we're on, we have the insight and the knowledge of why she was who she was. Because she wasted time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, she received him daily in Holy Communion, and because of that, she became a missionary of charity. Let's pray for the grace that we who spend time in adoration, we who are going to daily Mass, we who are going to Sunday Mass, that we who receive Jesus may go out and be missionaries of charity. Through the intercession of Saint Mother Teresa, may we become missionaries of charity and change the world. Amen.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the world is a mess. America is divided. The church is in crisis. 50 million Catholics have stopped practicing their faith in the past 30 years. It's time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. There is something we can do right now. There is something you can do right now that can make a huge difference. Sign the petition to consecrate America to Jesus in the Eucharist. Click the button below and sign this historic document today. And remember, be bold, be Catholic.